our first getting together over the phone of Tavshin Ayin Ches. In a first mitzvah, we're going to bring the Hakdama of Mesilas Yesharim to close. Hopefully today we can already begin to sink our teeth into Perek Rishon. We're here at the close of the Hakdama, the five elements of Avodas Hashem. Ramchal had listed, we spent some time on the first four, which are the Chovas HaLevavos, the internal life of a Jew, the Yira, the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was followed by elements 2 and 3, Licha B'drachav and Ava, to emulate. Once he's a reality in my life, I can talk about emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, modeling myself after the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's conduct is described in Tanakh, as well as Ava, as well as developing a love and an emotional relationship, a caring for that which matters to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And came element 4, was taking all my mitzvahs to the next level. Again, ideally, one's mitzvahs are still relevant, important, and matter without element 4, without Shlemus HaLev. But the ideal, the long-term target, is to do mitzvahs with Shlemus HaLev wholeheartedly, which, as we saw last time, Ramchal broke down into a question of motivation, a question of consistency, and the question of thoughtfulness as opposed to rote. And finally, here we are in paragraph Lama Tess, element number 5, Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos. Kemash Ma'o, keeping all mitzvahs means exactly what it sounds like. Tahinu Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos Kulan, Bechal Diktukein, Usna'ein. So that's, as we discussed in a previous year, based on the Ramchal's other version, Mesilas Yesharim, the manuscript edition that was in the Lenin State Library, Ramchal there had stressed, the first four elements are the Chovas HaLevavos, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's expectations of the inner life of a Jew. And number 5 covers all of the Chovas HaLevavos. All the mitzvahs mean all of the physical mitzvahs. Do your hands and your feet and with your mouth. That is element 5. So I have to keep mitzvahs, masios, as well as 10 to the Chovas HaLevavos. And now the Ramchal is ready to turn a corner and move from the Hakdama into the Sefer itself, here in Hakdama Os Men, paragraph 40. Hinei kol eila kolam, Srifin Perish Gadol. I just listed, kolam, 5 core ideas. But they need a lot of explanation. We're going to have to, if we want the Sefer to be a practical one, as he does, this is meant to be a how-to Sefer, a DIY, do-it-yourself. These are the targets. These are the 5 targets, the Yira, the Halicha, the Jachim, and so forth. We need to explain it. Masashi l'chachamein azal, he writes here, continuing in paragraph 40, paragraph Mem of Akdama, I found that Chazal, Kalu Achalakam Eila, Beseder V'chiluk Achim. I found that Chumash, in Parshas Ekev, breaks down the sum total of Os Hashem into these 5 categories. The Chazal have a different breakdown. Seder V'chiluk Achim, Yoser Prati, more detailed, Umusudov Tadraga Mistarechet Behem V'knos Osam Al Nachon. Not only more detailed, around twice as many categories, but organized along a different axis. Instead of the breakdown of Chumash, which is conceptual here, the 5 core ideas, and the 5 ideas which make up my target, right? The goal is over the long term to be Kona Avon, to be Kona Yira, and to over the long term, over the course of months and years and decades, to grow into doing mitzvahs, b'shleimus halev. That's the breakdown of Chumash, one of the basic concepts. Chazal's breakdown is not a conceptual one, but a progressive one. Let's see how Hadraga Mistarechas then. What's a step-by-step, practically speaking, how do I get these? Not fundamentally, what are the pieces of Os Hashem, but how it's step 1, step 2, step 3, how do you actually get there? And by doing all these steps, I will in the long run, by the time I'm done, have been a Kona, I'll move through greater and greater levels of all of the 5 elements. The practical breakdown, the practical step-by-step, appears in a Bebraisa, Huva, and Makom Shon, and Bishas, appears in Ramchal, right, appears in several places, specifically in Avodah Zarah Dabchaf, Vizel Lashonon. Here we go. Here is the step-by-step. Mikan Amar Pinchas Binyar, starting with paragraph 41, and see going through paragraph Nun Beis, from 41 to 52. But Pinchas Binyar said the following. Pinchas Binyar, you should know, was one of the last generation, remember the last generation of Tanan. He was roughly a contemporary of Yehuda Nasi. He was an unusual tzaddik. We know from other sources as well He was quite an extraordinary tzaddik, even among the Tanaim. He said as follows: the A leads to B, and B leads to C, and C leads to D. The Torah brings you to Zeus, and Zeus brings you to Jesus, and Jesus brings you to Nikias, and so on and so forth through all these steps to Prishas, to Tahara, Chasidus, Anava, Yiraschet, to holiness, to Kedusha, which then brings you to Ruach HaKodesh and Tchias HaMeisim. Quite a remarkable list. You look at his list, the first thing that strikes you is that it sounds like we're starting with basics, and we're ending up at some pretty extraordinary madrigas. This list is sometimes described as a Sula Mutzav Arza, Verosha Magia Shemaima, like the ladder in Yaakov Avinu's dream. The ladder that's planted on the ground reaches all the way up to the sky. Start with learning Torah, Zahiris, Jesus, left at the time what these are. By the time you climb the ladder all the way, step by step, all the way to Ruach HaKodesh and Tchias HaMeisim. Wow. And the Ramchal is going to use this list, this organization, as the framework for the entire Sefer, as he says at the beginning of paragraph 53. I decided to take this brace as the organizing principle of my entire Sefer. I'm not going to dedicate a paragraph to Yira and a paragraph to Ava, a paragraph to Licha B'drachav. Instead, I'm going to deal with Zahiris and deal with Jesus, deal with Nikias step by step, explain how you go from one to the next. So one thing that strikes us about this brace is that the whole list is certainly, as Ramchal said, progressive, step by step by step by step, one leads to the next, and sounds like start simple. It takes you very, very far deep. Another thing that might strike you about this brisa is that a lot of terms need explanation. Torah brings you to Zahiris, being careful. Is that what Zahiris means? Being careful, maybe? That brings you to Zerizis. That brings you to running to Mitzvahs, let's say. That brings you to Nikias, means it to being clean. What does that mean? Now, if you look at the Marshan, like the Mar, he indeed does assume Nikias means cleanliness in the simple sense. But as we're going to see, the Ramchal assumes that these are larger ideas, very important ideas, and we're going to see how to define each one and how one leads to the next. And let's take a look back at the next paragraph, paragraph Nun Gimel. Ramchal begins to explain how the entire Sefer is going to evolve. I've decided to choose this price for Pinchas Ben Yair of Azar Dabchas as the framework for my entire Sefer. Very modestly, says to teach myself and to remind other people. Remember, he opened the Sefer by saying the goal is to remind us of the things that we know. So he modestly says, you probably know it already. I, says Ramchal, need to actually learn it. I'm using this braisa to write a sefer which will truthfully teach and remind us of Tinoya Avoda Shleim Lagego Seim, that all the conditions and necessary ingredients of a complete Avoda, achieving ultimately complete Avoda Hashem, Lemadrego Seim, in a step by step fashion. And he says, this is meant to be a practical sefer. That's the goal, to actually help us do this, get this done. So therefore, Ava'er b'chol echad mehim in yanav v'chalakav opratav. For each one, I'll begin with in yanav. We'll explain what it is. What does the Zahiris mean? What does Nikias mean? What does Prishas mean? That'll be step one. And then I'll move on to the chalakim opratav, where I'll break it down to the details. After you have the basic concept, well, what actually goes into this? How does it look? Where are all the parts? And then step three, now that I understand in principle and in detail what that nida is, so how do I practically achieve it? How do I cultivate it? And number four, mohem mafsidav v'aderech l'tshomim. What are the possible pitfalls? And practically, how can I sidestep those pitfalls? That is an incredibly practical safer. And if you have a Mesilas Yesharim in front of you, or if you can look at the, if you're looking at the Safari version online, if you can step out to the introduction to the table of contents, you'll see that indeed Ramchal is quite consistent with us. That Prakim Beis through Hay, Prakim 2 to 5, is devoted to Zahiris. And first, what's the basic concept of Zahiris, and what are the parts of Zahiris, and then how do you get it, and then what are pitfalls to be avoided. And then he goes again for Zahiris. What is it? What are the details? How do you get it? And what you need to note, what are the pitfalls to avoid, and then the kiyos, and then so on and so forth. Then to get later into the sefer, sometimes he doesn't spend a separate paragraph on each of the four steps, but he does deal with each of the four steps. This is meant to be a practical sefer. He's going to define each term, give us a sense of it in detail what it means, and then talk about practically how do you get it, and pitfalls to be avoided. I'm going to use the sefer, and anyone else who happens to find it useful, once again, very modestly, he writes, so that practically the sefer is meant to practically enable us to become Yirei Shamayim, that we not forget our chova. That term chova is important. We will return to that in a moment. Chomer is hateva mishtadel asim libein work. That which our physical nature tends to naturally distract us from, learning the sefer and thinking about the sefer and reviewing the sefer will counteract the inertia and the distraction of everyday life. Now, that word chova was significant. Another thing that's significant is I just mentioned before that the Ramchal is very consistent. And as he says, he'll go through each of these mitos, and for each one, he's going to go through four steps. Basic definition, details, how to get it, and pitfalls to avoid. And I said he starts with the heroes, the first mito. And he starts from Perek Beis and runs through Perek Hei. You might be wondering, what happened to Perek Aleph? Why isn't Perek Aleph the definition of the heroes? Why wait till Perek Beis? And the truth is that the answer to that is rooted in Perek Aleph is an incredibly important Perek, as we're about to have a taste of. And the reason why he starts with a step-by-step approach only in Perek Beis, so Rav Yosef Avivi, one of the contemporary writers on Ramchal, points out that this is rooted in one of Ramchal's earliest published work. His first published work was not a sefer in the classical sense, it was actually a work on good writing and good rhetoric called Lashon Limudim. A book he published when he was 17 years old. And Rav Yosef Avivi points out that one of the ideas Ramchal develops there is consider the following. You buy a piece of do-it-yourself furniture where they take you through the step-by-step of where they have a list of all the parts and the instruction manual.
See patients on the same day the referral is made. Of course, some exams require preparation or pre-certification.
The conference has been muted.
You imagine that instruction manual, right? All the list of parts, and then all the step-by-step how you build the product. And on the last page, you see the finished product. That's at the end of the last step. But what's on the cover page? So the cover page isn't step one. The cover page isn't the parts list. What's on the cover page? All that starts on page two. What's on page one? Cover page one, is a picture of the finished product. Because if I'm going to excite you about engaging an extended process, an extended melacha, I need to first, Ramchal writes, L'shon Limudim, give you a sense of what's the goal. Here's what we're trying to get. Here's what we're trying to build. That's the first item I lay out. And now you see what we're aiming for. Now let's talk about step one, step two, step three, step four, all of the shlavim, all the chalkei ha-melacha to get to that final goal. And so not surprisingly, the last page of the instruction manual, the last step that shows the finished product, is going to look remarkably similar often to the cover page, which is also the finished product. So Yosef Avivi points out, that's Perek Aleph on the Seos Hasharm. Perek Beis begins with step by step. But he needs to begin by laying out what is it that we're trying to accomplish? What is it that we're trying to build? What's the goal? What's the big picture? What's the vision? That is Perek Aleph. And with that in mind, let's take a look at Perek Aleph. The Perek which speaks about, as you see, the title is Chovas Adam Ba'olamo, that word the Ramchal just dropped in the closing lines of Hakdama. What's our Chova? What's our responsibility? It opens with a sentence, an incredibly rich sentence, a sentence which many Jews have committed to memory. The opening line, here we are, Perek Aleph on the Seos Hasharim. In Safari, it's Perek Aleph. Paragraph Aleph. Yesod HaChasidus, the Shorash HaAvodah Tmima, the foundation of ambitious Avodah Hashem. Chasidus, to the foundation of an ambitious robust avodas Hashem. The shorish, the root of avodat tmima, of complete avodah. If you're dreaming big, of an ambitious, complete, perfect avodas Hashem, where does it start? Where is the yisod and the shorish? Where is the root? Where is the foundation? It needs to begin with sheis barer v'yisameis etzel ha'adam ha'chavas ha'olam. To have clarity, for a person to have clarity about, number one, machavos ha'olam, what's my responsibility in this world? Ulumat sarich, what am I supposed to get done? Ulumat sarich, she yasin ma'batol ma'gamasal b'chor shev u'meil kol mechayav. And where do I need to focus my energies? Where should I be setting my sights? But what's my target in all the energy I'm going to expend over the course of my life? So, at the simplest level, opening line, the parakah of Zil Sharm, is that the first step is to think. And the first step is to understand, why am I here? If I don't understand why I'm here, if I don't understand what my goals are, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goals are for me, what my goals ought to be, so then how can I accomplish great things without a sense of vision? Vision needs to come first. You have to have, which itself is what we just quoted from Lashon Limudim, we need to have a sense of the end result. What's our goal? Once you have a clear sense of goal, of vision and goals, then we can talk about implementation. We talk about step one, step two, step three. We need to know what our destination is before we start attempting to drive there. That itself is an incredibly important idea. The need for vision and goals and a sense of mission in order to actually accomplish, number one. Number two, even more basically, perhaps, the need to think, which Ramchal will return to throughout the Sefer. There is, once you begin to dig beneath the surface of this opening sentence, there is a lot of seeming redundancy. He spoke about the foundation and the roots. Sounds like more of the same thing. Number two, yisparev v'yisameis, which sounds, it should become bar and emes. Sounds like it should be clear to me. It should be true to me. That also seems redundant. And thirdly, he mentioned two questions. Machavasa ba'olama, what's my responsibility? And how should I invest in my energies over the course of my life? Where should I focus my energies? It seems like in this opening sentence, there's three pairs of terms, three redundancies. We are not going to do this every single time. To always analyze the redundancy, it is worth noting it. I mean, how typically the redundancies are adding two different elements of an idea. It's said in the name of the Vilna Gaon, I believe this appears in the letter that Vilna Gaon's Talmud's nephew wrote, nephew of the Chavar Lajner, wrote a letter as a haskama to the publication of the Ramchal's Derech Hashem, in which he records what he heard from his uncle, Chavar Lajner, about the Grau's take on the Ramchal. That I believe there are two different ideas that appear there. One is that the Vilna Gaon dressed in Big Day Shabbos, the day that one of Ramchal's Svarim first reached Vilna, the day that Idra Rabbah reached Vilna, Ramchal, the Vilna Gaon Milbalik, the Vilna Gaon Big Day Shabbos. Now I have to go meet the Ramchal, Ramchal passed away, to meet Ramchal safe. And Vilna Gaon is reported to have said that were Ramchal alive during his time, he would have traveled by foot if necessary from Lithuania to Italy to learn his feet. It's reported also in the end of Vilna Gaon that he felt that there were no excess words in at least the first 11, 12 prakim on the Seals of Shah. And Vilna Gaon was a man who was known for care with his language. So it behooves us in general to notice. If Ramchal uses a pair of terms, which he often does, what are the two different nuances of the meaning that are being added? And particularly in this opening sentence, it should strike us. And three redundancies, Yisod and Shorosh, Bar and Emes, and then Chovav Olamo, and where you're focusing your energies. I want to leave the first redundancy mentioned for next time. Yisod and Shorosh. Ravalba has a beautiful insight into that. I want to leave the second redundancy for next time also, Bar and Emes. But let's briefly address the third. I think it's the simplest. He's really raising two questions. One is theoretical and one is practical. What's my responsibility in this world? That's a question in theory. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want of me? And that's going to translate into practice. Where should I be targeting my energies? How should I be investing my talents? Well, I have to understand the theory, where am I supposed to be? What does the Kosh Baruch want of me? And then practically, on my end, how should I therefore invest myself and use the gifts the Kosh Baruch gave me over the course of a lifetime to accomplish that which is Chovasi, the Olami. I'm going to unmute in a moment to anyone who has closing questions.
The conference has been unmuted.
Glad to take questions if there are any. If anyone wants to share a question on the phone, it's unmuted. Or if you'd like to reach out later by phone or by text or in person, glad to take questions then as well, of course. And I want to wish you all a Gemara Chasimah Tova, a good kid Ben Shtar, she was over to Kabbalah Satsilas.
Oh, can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
I actually already asked a question, but I didn't realize my phone was muted. So, in the Brisa of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, you mentioned that each of the terms requires definition, but even, you know, or let's say aside from that, it would seem to me that the list is confusing because it lists a bunch of different things that apparently are characteristics a person can have or acquire. And then the last two, certainly the last, maybe the last two, are not in that category. And, you know, and one would think
that's a remarkable horror. You were just mechaving to the opening line of the last part of the sales show. The beginning of Perek Chavav, which is about Kedusha, Amcha is a line that Kedusha is begins with work that is sofo gemul. It begins with human effort, but ultimately is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you get to that point, he writes, let's see the language, is that Kedusha is kafful. Chilaso avodah v'sofo gemul. Begins with work, but ends with a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chilaso yishtadlos v'sofo matana. I need to do the work. It begins with my working, but it needs to end with a gift. And I can only do so. I can try, but it sounds as though he's Ibrie begins to describe Nevuah. As a person is making himself, the Rama already writes Nevuah, then either HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose to grant me Nevuah or not. So I think you're onto something. Kedusha is a turning point. But after that point, Ruach HaKodesh and Tchias HaMeisim are kohos that I may be gifted with, that will express degrees of Kedusha that I have reached, but that are not necessarily a result of my working at it at that point. So it's beyond the point where I'm working at. That is certainly true. Yes, that's a very good ha'ar. But there are perhaps barometers of the degree of Kedusha I have. And it's certainly possible at that point it's levels that I may be doing less and less Hishtadlos and more the Matana as a result in response to the past years and decades of Hishtadlos. Yes. Thank you so much for pointing that out. Thank you very much. Okay, I want to wish everyone a Gemara Chasimah Tova with Kavanah Tzar. Should bear in mind that Seres Metshuva is a time when it feels particularly potent. And we should all seek to make use of this passing opportunity of the Yeshua Hashem Behimatho. Look forward to seeing you on Shabbos and Kippur, if not before. Gemach Chasimah Tova.
You too.